Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and it's so good to be together with you again as we will share the good things of the Lord in these few moments we have together today. Before I begin sharing the thoughts that I'd like to share with the listening audience during this broadcast, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that by your Spirit, you who began a good work in each one of us, you are faithful to complete it. Lord, we understand and know that the heart's desire of our Heavenly Father is that we would grow into the fullness of the stature of Christ, that we would mature as sons and daughters of the very living God. And so, Father, we just present ourselves to you. We ask you to minister to needs. Lord, those who have been under attack or siege by the work of the enemy, those who are physically weary, those who are mentally drained, Lord, we're asking for your refreshing right now. We take authority over all works of darkness. And thank you, Lord, that by the Spirit of the Lord, you will lift a standard against every attack against your beloved. And we thank you for victory. Lord, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You told us, Lord, to be of good cheer, for you have overcome the world. So we rest in your gracious promises. And Lord, I thank you now for your ministry to your people. And Lord, that we will just in faith be able to praise you, to keep our eyes upon you, not to look at the circumstances, not to hear the negative voices of those who would discourage and to cause distress, but Lord, we will focus our hearts and minds upon the promises of your word, which are true and never failing, and are from everlasting unto everlasting. We bless you, Lord, and thank you for being with us in our time together. And all the saints said, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, one of the frequent subjects, it seems, that I've gone back and back again and again to is the concept of what the Holy Spirit is doing in this hour, and that is because we are soon approaching the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is concerned that we enter into maturity. And so I'd like to share with you just a few verses from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. I trust they're very familiar verses, in which, starting at verse 11, the word of the Lord says, "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." Praise God. We're a work in progress. And while we will never achieve perfection in this life, there will come a time when we stand before the Lord that finally our sin nature and the presence of sin will be done away with, and we will enjoy perfect fellowship with the Lord and with one another as the redeemed saints of the Lord. That's what heaven is all about. And praise God, I'm sure you, like I, can hardly wait till that time arrives. But what I want to share, by just way of focusing on some of the things we have to deal with, even as children of God, I want to just look at what are the hallmarks of maturity. If the Bible tells us, and it just does, as I shared that passage of Scripture with you, that we are to become and grow into the fullness of Christ, into a mature son of God, we need to understand what are the hallmarks of maturity. But before we go into that, I'd like to just share with you, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, but let's just take a few moments to look at the characteristics of immaturity. A lack of self-acceptance on one hand, and if you push that to an extreme, it really can turn into self-rejection. Beloved, this can literally affect everything in a person's life. That's why it's so important. We need to accept ourselves as God created us. We have been given gifts and talents, a unique personality, and not that, of course, our behavior, our responses, our attitudes are always what they should be. We are in the process of growth. We're in the process of walking in the Spirit, but it's important that we don't allow the negative aspects, carnal things in our lives, to throw us off balance. What are some of the results? What are some of those characteristics of immaturity? Well, depression is something that I think, if we're honest, everyone can relate, and at one point or another in our lives, we've been able to say, yes, I have been depressed. And that's actually a resentment that follows a rejection of some kind. It could be our appearance or our abilities, our parentage, our environment. And if we have a resentment regarding any of these aspects of our experience, that could soon turn into a self-pity, which precedes depression. And if we're not careful, it's easy to slide into full-blown depression. And that, beloved, is emotional slavery. It's a terrible, horrible pit from which it is hard to escape. And only the Lord can deliver us. And a willingness on our part is like, Lord, we know we shouldn't be here. And you might be in that situation even now. You may have gone through a period in your life when you can relate that you were deeply depressed. Thank God for His deliverance. What's another aspect of immaturity? A lack of faith. And these two are closely related, depression and a lack of faith. And I'm speaking on a personal level. And that can be actually a rejection of yourself in any form, your body, your talents. It's not a submissive spirit. Instead of being thankful, we're actually rejecting how we are. Have you ever said, oh, that's so stupid, or I'm so stupid? You know, things like that are basically curses upon yourself, and we need to be so careful we don't fall into that. And then there's another characteristic you might never have thought of, and that is rebellion. Beloved, self-rejection kindles fire of rebellion in a person's heart toward God, or parents, a boss, a spouse, or anyone in authority. And this is something we see a lot of in today's society. And even in the Christian realm, if you will, sometimes rebellion are real issues. And you might never have thought that a self-rejection is really at the heart or basis of that. What's another characteristic of immaturity? Withdrawal. A lot of Christians just withdraw. They are not in healthy fellowship and relationship with other Christians. Why? Because, well, they don't really accept themselves, and as a result, they can't enjoy other people. They're super sensitive to others' opinions. They withdraw to avoid conflict and the unhappy feelings that conflict creates. And so, as a result, and I've known many people that way, that, and in fact, to some extent, especially since I was, before I was saved, and even as I was growing in the Lord, there's, because you are sensitive, it's like, you'd rather be by yourself because you don't have to deal with issues that come interacting with other people. What's another characteristic of immaturity? Inordinate materialism. What does that mean? Well, it's an attempt for satisfaction and happiness through things. Somehow, you know, going on a spending spree, buying something, buying a dress, buying a new tie, whatever, buying new stuff for the house, buying things somehow distracts from the feelings we have of not basically being happy with ourselves. Then there's negativism. The subconscious mind, beloved, brings to fulfillment whatever we place on the screen of our imagination. Negative thinking inevitably produces failure, not because there isn't potential for success, but there's basically a faith in expectation of failure. Born to lose, you know, that's how all things always turn out for me. That negative predisposition actually is a self-fulfilling prophecy. Then there's another aspect of immaturity, is emulation. What is that? That's rivalry, competition, imitation of others. And another aspect of immaturity is limiting God's use of your life. You might not realize that, but beloved, maximum happiness is achieved by fulfilling God's personal plan, which is specific and very unique for your life. And if you reject yourself, if you're not happy with yourself on any level, physically, emotionally, spiritually, basically, you are refraining from using those natural talents that God has given you, and you hinder God's miracle-working power in your life. Beloved, a life of faith is an exciting life. That's how God wants us to live, that we are so motivated by faith. We know we're not perfect. We know there are areas the Holy Spirit is dealing with us, but nonetheless, we're happy where we are because we know God's continuing to work in our lives. And so many reject themselves and short-circuit the power of God by their unbelief. Well, beloved, we have spent a broadcast looking at the negative side of the coin. What I'd like to do is invite you to tune in on tomorrow's broadcast, and we're going to look at the hallmarks of self-acceptance or maturity. And I hope you'll be able to be with me as we go over those things that will lead to a fulfilled and happy active and glorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. But at this point, I want to thank you for joining me. And in a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. If you have prayer needs, if you're struggling in any of these areas I've shared, I invite you to write and know that I will pray personally for you and send back by way of encouragement whatever God gives to bless and encourage your heart. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.